Weekend recap on the Wib Wake Up Show. I'll start. Friday night, we did get some food to go. And so Texas Roadhouse and Borrachos is where the family split. So that was enjoyable. Played a game afterwards, which was fun. Gestures was a lot of fun. And then, yes, guaranteed laughs, right? I mean, you get some good times going with that. Went golfing yesterday with Michael and also Elena. Michael for the first time. And again, the big thing, golfing, Princeton Valley.
He's got a leg up on me then, since I've never gone.
Princeton Valley, just $10 for nine holes. So give him a plug on that. But you know what? Lugging those clubs around makes you go, if you can get a pull cart or the driving cart. But they're not doing any of the driving carts right now, and it's bring your own. And then lastly, my wife and I, it was 22 years ago yesterday, I proposed to her.
Wow. Nice.
Now, when I did that in 1998, the day that I did, I put together this book with, it's colored paper, and it was My Peggy. And it was like, My Peggy is, and each page was a different something.
Aw.
But I only got through about half.
Uh-huh.
And now 22 years later, yesterday morning, I finished it.
Seriously?
What a difference it is in terms of the things you know about somebody and you've dated them for 4 months.
Uh-huh.
And then when you say, I love you, and these are the things I admire and appreciate 22 years later. So
that's cool.
That's amazing.
That was my weekend. Yeah, it was fun.
Very cool.
So we, for our Friday night recap, just because it was so good, we went back to the fill-in station because truly I have not found cheese curds anywhere better than fill-in station cheese curds. We also
got pizza fries,
nice,
which were fantastic. The kids were requesting pizza fries. And then Lindsay ordered a pizza called the Hog Wild Pizza because we'd kind of been debating. It's like pizza, burgers, barbecue. Well, the Hog Wild Pizza has pulled pork on it along with Canadian bacon.
Mm.
And then you actually put the coleslaw on top of that.
Ooh.
So
I'm going Hog Wild right now. Just
delicious. So that was delicious. We kind of had a little bonus trip to Olson's Ice Cream on Saturday. And Lily, honey, if you're listening, I did save you some cookie dough for when you come back. So that'll be a reward for getting your school done this morning. Spent some time outside, got the patio furniture out, got the grill out. A few projects here and there. It was a lot of fun.
You sold me on that pizza. I mean, you sold me.
That's entering the running for us.
There you go. Come to Chippewa Falls. We have some good restaurants, too.
There you go. Yeah, no, we did our takeout Friday. We did Five Guys.
Nice.
They're opening up. Their fries are so good. So, yeah, we did Five Guys on Friday night. That was a lot of fun. Saturday, I had an all-day board meeting. I'm the incoming president for the Wisconsin Association for Talented and Gifted. And so as incoming president, it was my board meeting to run. Typically, we would have been face-to-face, like all gathered from all over the state. However, that's not going to happen right now. So it was virtual, which is challenging. So it's like I'm running my first board meeting and
virtually. And it took all day. Did you wear like a GoPro just as you went around the house?
Right. Yeah. Well, we ended up wrapping up earlier, which was fine. So that it was like 9 a.m. to like 1 or 2 in the afternoon. So it wasn't too
long.
Bad.
That's a long day.
It was a long day. It was a long day. But then yesterday was so gorgeous outside. We had a bonfire yesterday, like late afternoon, early evening, and we watched a movie. And so it was a good weekend, but it wasn't really weekendy for me because that Saturday was so much work, you know. So I feel like I need another day.
Some biking for Dean, did I see?
Yeah, he was out biking a couple of times. So yeah.
Good weather for it.
Indeed.
Well, fascinating story from north of the border. Canadian court rules rock, paper, scissors is a game of chance.
Hmm. Really? It's not skill?
You know, it's interesting. I mean, it is kind of a battle of wits, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've always thought so, except when I lose.
A Canadian court is answering one of the great mysteries that has perplexed man for the ages, or at least as long as this game's existed. Is rock, paper, scissors a game of chance or skill? The court ruled that it is a game of chance and let a man back out of a more than $500,000 bet on the outcome of a best of three series.
Seriously? Who bets $500,000 on rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah, it's Edmund Hopper does. He had taken out a mortgage on his home to pay the debt.
This is a bad idea.
Yeah. The Quebec Court of Appeal ruled he does not have to pay it back, saying the wager violated Quebec law because there was no skill involved.
Wow.
And the amount was excessive.
What about those professional rock, paper, scissors players? They're like, there is skill involved.
Yeah, yeah. You get that debate on a variety of things, like, is this a sport or not, right?
Yeah.
Wow. That's really interesting.
What's your thinking when you play rock, paper, scissors? Like, it is, you've got to be thinking, what are they thinking, right?
And then you're playing the person across from you. You're not playing your own hand, so to speak. You're playing the opponent.
There's an element of knowing, like mostly if I play rock, paper, scissors with my spouse or with my children, and there's an element of knowing how they think and what way they're going to go. But it's pretty chancy. I mean...
But it is a way to settle kind of a family squabble. Like, where are you going to go for the... we thought about doing the way you do the to-go Friday.
Yeah.
But we just... our family is seven. But that seventh person, you have to wait a while.
Yeah.
Our sales department has used rock, paper, scissors as a matter... You know, in biblical times, it was the casting of the lots.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right.
Which, the lots, every decision is from the Lord.
Yeah.
But we use rock, paper, scissors here.
What about rock, paper, scissors, lizard, Spock?
I've never been accomplished at playing that, but I always wished I
could. It's too complicated. I can't do that.
But you kind of get a percent, you think, is this person, especially if it's a one and done, is this person a rock person?
Yeah.
I'm going to go pay.
See, one and done is tough. And what's even more difficult is if you do a best of three or best of five or best of seven, and then you're trying to figure out if you repeat what you did the time before, are they also going to repeat or are they going to go differently too? Mm-hmm. So.
Mm. It's just,
it reminds me of Princess Bride, right? The Battle of Wits. And Vicini is just like, you're thinking, but I'm thinking.
I would wager that it is at least somewhat a game of skill. However, I would not wager $500,000.
No.
Oh, goodness. Can you imagine when he came home that day?
Oh, no.
He's a married gentleman. He's like, honey.
No. It's a bad
thing. Got some good news and some bad news.
Yeah.
Scissors cuts paper. Paper covers rock. Rock crushes lizard. Lizard poisons Spock. Spock smashes scissors. Scissors decapitates lizard. Lizard eats paper. Paper disproves Spock. Spock vaporizes rock. And as it always has, rock crushes scissors.
Well, yesterday marked 1 month before I turn the ripe old age of 33. So I've still got some time because apparently new research pinpoints the average age of a midlife crisis.
Okay.
And I'm not there yet.
Okay.
But someone you know is getting close.
Yes. So Spotify pinpointed the average age of midlife crises as 42, analyzing data, and they found that around 42, people drop their usual playlists, which usually contain hits from their youth, in favor of today's music.
Really?
That's what they said.
42. Okay, I turned 42 here in just a couple months. I'm surprised that we're now defining midlife crisis by, music
what
choices.
What music we listen
because
to?
I thought this was going to be, Michelle Obama. She got bangs, people buy cars. People have another child.
Are you going to start planning what you're going to do?
I don't know.
Because you're a planner.
I am a planner, but I feel like I've been going through my midlife crisis for a couple of years now.
Maybe you just don't plan.
Maybe I haven't peaked yet. Maybe I got to peak here.
How well, since you've already surpassed this a little bit ago, how was it? How was your 42nd year of existence?
For me, I mean, I go back earlier than that. Like, leaving your 20s. I mean, think about it.
Right.
We're all 30 or older.
Yeah.
So turning 30, let's just take that hurdle.
Yeah.
I mean, that was, to me, that was stuff to get my head around.
Yeah.
Like, I think... Really, I mean, I got philosophical about it. Like, I'm like, Lord, why are you letting me get to 30 and Keith Green didn't? Those were kind of, okay, to get kind of heavy. 40, then I'm like, I'm already 30.
Yeah.
So you're just climbing it. You get to be 55, you're just glad to be alive.
Honestly, I had a much easier time turning 40 than dealing with the fact that my husband is turning 50 this year.
Sure.
That's weirding me out.
Uh-huh. And I totally hear what Mark said, moving from my 20s to my 30s.
Yeah.
And honestly, last year was a bit of a watershed for me because when I was 31, I still felt like I was, kind of close to 30 and stuff.
Yeah.
And then it's like, no, we're in this now.
Yeah,
right. Exactly. And they keep coming.
And now at 33, it's like, wow.
We're really here. Yeah.
I mean, and as a kid, it's just like, my birthday,
and
Christmas. And now it's just kind of like, Lord, just slow the time down.
Right, and we've joked for so long that my birthday is cursed because such awful things happen on my birthday that it's just kind of like, we've always kind of sheltered in place on my birthday. So I think that this year...
For your birthday in Tent City just got blown down.
Yeah.
No, last year,
you could take the day off if your birthday falls on a work day.
What, are you afraid? No.
Just a bit.
Last year, my birthday was awesome, though, because that was when the big boy, the train, was in Altoona, and what a phenomenal. I mean,
yeah,
I think that'll go down.
When you covered that, was it on your birthday or was it maybe the next day?
That was the day after. But my birthday was spent at the celebration, at the event.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Altoona threw an amazing party
yeah,
for me.
They did.
So, see, I mean, knowing that I was going to run for an election and do all this stuff, they just really rolled out the red carpet.
They love you and all the promotion you bring them.
I just found out over the weekend that my 2-year-old, Nornor, loves singing Happy Birthday.
Aww.
And guess whose birthday is next in line? So guess whose name gets inserted into Happy Birthday probably every day for the next month.
Wow. That's amazing.
So I will be thoroughly
Speaking
reminded.
Of which, she had as big a smile as I've seen on her on Facebook with that ice cream.
Oh, yes. Love it was cookie dough ice cream from Olson's.
It was so good to see Olson's open. I mean, just any step of normalcy.
It's amazing.
The NFL draft or Olson's ice cream.
And they
being
had
opened.
A super safe process and all of that.
Awesome.
It was great.
Yeah.
Love it.
Glad to see it.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.